Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Bridget.
And I'm Colleen.
And today we are welcoming Tara Eusebi. And Tara has started a really great, just fantastic app called Bless. And Colleen is going to tell you a little bit more about Tara and what she has done.
Thank you, Bridget. So Bridget and I are always doing research on for interesting guests and things that we think would be helpful for midlife women. And we came across the Bless app, which is an app, a mobile app you can get on your phone, where you literally share a need and meet a need. And what a great idea that anyone in any community that has a need can post their need on this app. And somebody in your community hopefully will see it and meet your need. And Birch and I both thought, wow, like talk about paying it forward. What a blessing, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So we got in touch with Tara Eusebi, and she is founder, and I love her title, founder and chief blesser of Bless. And that, and like I said, it's a mobile app bringing communities together to help one another. And she started this in 2018. I think the app went online 2019. And she actually left a corporate job to create this because someone simply asked her, what is your passion? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? And we ask that question all the time to midlife women and beyond. Like, you have another chapter here. What do you want to do with it? Mm-hmm. And she decided, you know, some women want to just take a simple dance class or learn how to, you know, do yoga. She wanted to change the world, which is great.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't she had a vision.
Right. She had this vision in her head of what she wanted to do. Yeah.
Which is great. So she launched the app in 2019, and she'll talk about that on the episode. And she, I think she said she's in over like 1,300 different communities around the world right now. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to get the word out that not every community, obviously, even has heard of Bless. And you can offer time, volunteer, satisfy a need. And there are a lot of women in our stage of life that want to do that and don't know where to go. Like, where do I want to volunteer my time? Where do I want to donate money to, or my clothing or my furniture? And Bridget talked to her about clothing and things like that. And Bless is an opportunity for you to do that. So we're going to let Tara talk, but we hope you take a look at the app and enjoy the episode. Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Today we are going to be talking to Tara Eusebi, who is, I love that you call yourself the chief blesser, but she started a company that has an app that it's literally called Bless. It's for if you have a need and someone else can meet a need. So welcome to the show, Tara.
Thank you so much, Colleen. I appreciate it. And Bridget, thank you guys so much for having me be a part. I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Well, we are so happy to have you. And it's just such a great thing that you've come up with. And we're just excited to share it with our listeners.
Absolutely. So can you tell us a little bit about how this got started?
Sure, I can. You know, it was 2017. I was working in corporate America, had a pretty great job. You know, it was different than anything that I had ever done before and very challenging for me. I was very successful in it. The environment at work had gotten kind of toxic, but nonetheless, you know, we just stay the course and do what we do and hope that it gets better. And I remember during that time, there were just a lot of tears. It was just a very stressful atmosphere. And one day I was just asked a question that literally changed the course of my life. And the question was so simple, but it was so impactful that day. And it was, what is your passion? What is it that you ultimately want to do? And the person asking me this could just see the distress on me, you know, just could kind of hear the cry of my heart in this situation that I was in and was really wanting to just spur some thought process. And it sure did. You know, as soon as I was asked that, without hesitation, I answered and said, you know what, if I could do anything, I would go bless people. And I just started naming person after person after person. And if I had a day off, I would go help to do this, that, or the other. And I went off to work that day. And it was a short time later that this whole thing with Bless just started to kind of bubble up on the inside of me. And I was actually in the grocery store getting some groceries. And I had these thoughts. And I thought, what it, you know, if I knew that the person that I'm passing here at the market, or my coworker or my neighbor, if I knew they had a need that I could help with, would I help? And the answer was a resounding yes, of course I would help. But then the thought came, well, how can I know what people really need? Because I'm just not the type of person to walk up to random people and say, you know, what's your need? How can I help you? And that was when the idea for Bless as a mobile app started to come alive on the inside of me. And I thought, oh my gosh, if we could design this platform where users can go and share their needs and then get ahead of the game and even offer help before someone asks for help or give away clothes that they no longer are using or any kind of gently used items that you no longer have need of, and purpose to give them and bless other people with them that surround them in their communities, what powerful thing this could be. And that's when it all kind of got going on the inside. And it was February of 2018, I actually left my job in corporate America to pursue this passion to help other people and started the design of Bless. And we launched the app into the Apple app and Google Play stores March 25th, 2019. So we're just a little over 1 year old, but already making traction. And more importantly, already changing lives one need at a time, impacting generations and uniting humanity through the power of Bless. So it's just a powerful, powerful tool.
So that is amazing. And I'm just thinking, you know, it was about a year since you quit your job until the app got rolling. And yes. I'm just curious, like, how many people did you have to get to help you get this off the ground? What was your process?
We have so many listeners that want to do something at, you know, in midlife and beyond, and they're like, it's too late. I don't understand technology. Yeah. I don't know where to start. So where did you start? Sure.
Okay, so this is great. I love this because I had zero. Actually, I like to say I had negative zero experience in any of this. I have never been in app design. I didn't have a technology team around me. I mean, where I started was I started right where I was with what I had at the time. So as this started to come about, like, this is where people, they get overwhelmed because they see this vision and they see, oh, you know, this goal that they want to meet, and they think, oh my gosh, there's no way I can attain it. I mean, I'm literally setting out to change the world. That sounds so crazy, but it's too late because I can see it. And when I can see it, I know I can have it. And so for me, it's step by step, doing what you can with what you have. So the way I started Bless, I was still working in my corporate America job, and I started just with a sketch to see, how do I want this to look? You know, what's the vision behind this? And then I realized I need to get Bless trademarked. And that was one of the first big steps that I took. I was totally able to do it. You know, I could get on my computer. I could go to the USPTO and file the paperwork and all that. So it was step by step by step. Then I started to physically draw out what I wanted to do for Bless. How do I want it to look? I started analyzing different social media platforms and really writing down the vision and the mission for this app. How do I want it to be different? What do I not want it to be? You know, and what really is the goal around this? See, so people get overwhelmed thinking, oh, well, my mission is to change the world. Now I have to figure out how to change the world. No, the mission is to change the world. Now I just get to take step by step and watch it just kind of all fall into place and flow. And that's what's been happening. I mean, honestly, so I didn't have a team, but I got aligned with a team. I mean, it was just amazing how this worked. I took some steps on my own. I live in Orange County, California. So one of the most affluent and expensive areas you can imagine as far as technology and whatever else. And I just went, I made a couple of appointments with companies that I knew could develop the app, and, you know, met with them face to face. And then I just really listened to my heart, you know, is this the right direction to go? And for a moment I thought, you know what, because it was expensive, I thought, how am I going to do this? You know, like, this seems so impossible. So then I started exploring different avenues. I thought, you know what? Okay, I can learn to code. I'll learn to code and I'll do this whole thing myself. And I started studying to learn to code. And you know what? I hit a wall. I mean, it was like, this is not what you're supposed to do. This is not your part to play in Bless. So I just kept whatever avenue I could go down, listening to other people's suggestions, but not taking the suggestions as that box I have to stay in inside of, because a lot of times people will offer you their opinions and we have this framework that we think we have to fit into. But with Bless, it's going to be so different, and it already is. And I knew that in my heart. And so I'll take the suggestions, but then I'll really like weigh it out. Like, is this the right direction for what the mission is for this company? And a door opened. So the coding thing, yeah, that did not work. I could not.
Yeah, we have trouble with all of that. So.
Yeah.
I wasn't good at Spanish, so there's no way I can do coding.
A new language, yeah.
Right. And so then the door opened, and I found a team that literally had the heart of Bless on the inside. And it was really a miracle. I mean, I think that's the best way to describe what happened. It's hard to explain. And we've now worked together for 2 years, you know, over 2 years. We work together daily, you know, because we're always working on improvements and different things with the app. And they really have the heart of Bless, and they showed a ton of favor. And I've been able to have Bless developed and keep it up and running for a fraction of what I was quoted here in corporate America. So the other part of it is not getting so antsy and thinking and pushing to make it happen so fast. You have to be patient and understand. There's a process, and there's a preparation that kind of goes into the whole thing. It's preparing you for what's to come, so that when you do hit these milestones, you're actually ready for it and not overwhelmed by it.
Okay, that is great advice, because I was, as you were describing that, I was just thinking about all the things like you would want to see. And I think the biggest thing I'm taking away from what you said is you kept your mission in your mind.
Yes.
That this is what it had to look like. So
right.
I think that is just fascinating. And so you got this together, you got it going, and how was the response? How did you get the word out that this was going to happen?
You know, the word has been really word of mouth. It's been a lot of like one-to-one. You know, sharing the concept of Bless with people, because I don't honestly, well, one, I don't really sense the direction to just blast on Facebook ads or Google ads, one. Two, the budget for that kind of thing can be so immense. So it's like, again, going back to doing what you can with what you have, okay? So I take the resources that I have and I share this, and then I rely on other people to share it, because this is how humanity really is. When we love something, we're going to tell other people about it. You know, we've got our favorite restaurants. We're going to make it known. You know, you got to go try and eat at this place. Well, once you've experienced the power of Bless, once you've been blessed on Bless or been a blessing to somebody else through this app, you can't help but want to share it with other people. And so that's literally what's been happening. And then having opportunities with kind folks like you to be able to get on your podcast and share the vision and the mission. These are the doors that continue to open to get this concept out there. And I'm just really pleased to say that, you know, in a little over a year, Bless is in more than 1,300 communities around the world. In 6 out of the 7 continents, we are making an impact. It was probably about 2-3 weeks ago, there was a need shared from South Africa. Oh my gosh. And I thought, oh, it just touched my heart in such a big way. I'm like, well, I can help a little bit, you know, with what this lady has going on, been hit by COVID, you know, all these different circumstances that have just really set her back. And I thought, you know what, how can I send you just a little bit of financial assistance to get you through? And we rearranged it all. And I thought to myself, gosh, this is like nothing, you know? And she was like, you have no idea. This is moving mountains for me. And so this is the power behind this, that not only can we help those in our local community, but we can impact the world by just with the technology that we have, because we can have food delivered in from California to New York. You know, we can have money sent from California or anywhere in the States around the world. These are the types of ways that we can reach out and really touch lives. And so we're making an impact. And, you know, when we first launched, the whole goal was like, if we could just touch one life, if we could change one life, even my developer, that the night before we launched, I tell this story often because it just is so close to my heart. He said, because I was like nervous, excited, all these things. And he said, Tara, if we can just change one life. And it happened and has happened more and more and more and more. There's so many testimonies. There's so many great reports and blessings to share. That's the other cool part about Bless. You can actually see the blessings that take place. So once a need has been met, or you've met the need of another, to close out your post, you actually share your experience and people can see what's happening in your local community and around the world.
In line with that, what do people find when they go on the app?
Okay, that's a great question. So the way Bless is designed is it is for your local community. So by default, when you get on the app, you're going to see any posts that have been shared within a 50-mile radius of your local community, okay? Because we're so new, a lot of communities around the world aren't going to see posts in their feed. So then what you'll see is a message that says, there aren't any needs that have been shared within a 50-mile radius. You can go into filters and you can actually adjust the radius or the distance so that you can see and interact with posts around the world. So no matter where you're at, you can actually adjust your filters to see what's happening in my local community and in other areas throughout the world as we continue to grow this app. But you know what? I can see it so vividly that there will come a day when anybody that gets on in any community throughout the world will have a feed full of needs and offers to help. It's going to be so abundant. So we're just working that direction. We just keep going.
So I did download your app because I was so curious about it. And right now where I am, there weren't any now, but I can myself, if, like you said, I'm cleaning out my closet, I have extra clothes. Can I just put that out there?
Yes, you can.
And then somebody, because, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people think, oh, I'm not seeing any posts. That means there's no other users in my area. Not true. There are people that have signed in through, like I said, more than 1,300 communities. That might not sound like a lot, but it's a good start. You know, we've got people in different areas, and 50-mile radius isn't 50 miles, like, specific. It could be a little bit more, because it's a circumference instead of just like mileage distance. And so I encourage every user, when you get on Bless, whether you see posts or not, share something, share a need if you have a need. If you don't have a need of your own, maybe someone you know has a need and you're not able to help them, share their need for them. Or if you can offer help, like you have clothes to give away, put it out there, get some activity going in your local community and see what happens. You know, this is, if everyone will just start to use it like that, you're going to see it will run. Well, my expectation every day, and I already just say it runs like wildfire. You know, it's getting to a point where Bless can no longer be contained. It's in every home, in every community throughout the world, because humanity needs this. We need this free gift. There's no strings attached. There's no gimmicks. Your private information on Bless is your private information. We're not selling this. And there are no ads to distract from its purpose and content. Bless is purely a gift for humanity. And that is it. There's nothing. And I'm not encouraging people to get on there so I can make money. It's not about that for me. Bless is a gift. And there is so much more to come. I mean, I want to have community resources on there. So if there are people that have, you know, regular needs, like they need food on a regular basis or financial help, We're working on implementing or creating and putting together a database, and then we'll integrate it within the app where if you have a need for food, you know, consistently or financial assistance, you can go on there and you can actually select the category. It'll show you organizations in your local area that can help you with what you need. You'll have all the information to resources that have been vetted, that are legit, so that you're not hitting a dead end like so many people do. They call, make all these phone calls and get nowhere. So that's another goal, another future thing that we're working on.
Yeah, that was going to be part of my question. But my next one is, can you describe some of the things out there that are some of the blessings? I looked at your app and I thought it was so neat because I thought the variety of it was really neat. So if you could
share some of them. Yeah, you know what? Sure, you have just this large scope. You know, you've got any, like we have someone in Arizona. She's just been a blessing. She's taken a hold of Bless, and what she's done is she has created a group on Bless for her neighborhood, her local community, where they can go and share their needs, because you can do two things. You can create a public group, anyone to join, or you can create a private group. And groups on Bless are surrounded about surrounded with what you are passionate about, because Bless was created out of my passion. I wanted other people to be able to take what they're passionate about, create a group, and not just connect with others, but take it to another level where now you know what those that you have like passion with might need, or what they're offering to give away. So let's say you're a car guy, you know, and you just love working on cars and you've got all these extra parts. You could have a car group, you know, and then you can share, hey, I've got all these Nissan parts, Ferrari parts, whatever. And I'm giving them away and work together like this to bring each other together. And so she's done this in her community where she is literally saturating her area in her neighborhood to get her neighbors to join. And I saw recently that she offered to give away some grout, you know, to for tile. I mean, so it goes from that, something like that, to I need food, to I'm looking for a place to live, and I need help. Last week we had a lady in South Carolina, a young girl, 20 years old, that got on there and was like, urgent need. She was on the verge of being evicted out of her place. And she has an 8-month-old baby. She was working as a barista at Starbucks because of COVID, lost her job, just hit this huge roadblock and panicking. I mean, you could sense this panic inside of her. So she had reached out to me directly just saying, do you have any resources? Like, you know, so I got on the internet. I'm like, let's see what else we can do here. And I sent her link after link after link. She's like, I've tried that. They said no to this. There's a waiting list for this. Literally every door that she tried to walk through was closed. And so, you know what, I don't do this with every need, but for this one specifically, it was on my heart to share it further. So you can take your posts that are on Bless and you can share them to other social media outlets. So that's what I did. I took it and I shared it to Facebook. And I said, you know, if 150 of my nearly 5,000 friends could give up $10 toward this lady, we could save her from being evicted. She needed $1,500. So I posted it, hours went by, nothing. And then all of the sudden, no joke, I mean, message after message after message, comment after comment after comment, we ended up, and I had my godson with me that week. And the next day we were going here locally in my community to pick up money from people that wanted to give. We had money sent from all over the world, including India, given to her to save her. We exceeded her goal, and her little boy did not have to leave their home. Oh, good. My gosh. What an amazing thing that was. It was just, really cool.
And I watched your video, because you had the video as well. And I love too, on the video, it showed someone helping someone with yard work. Exactly. Just something, because I know a lot of people getting up in age and it's hard to keep up with this kind of just yard work. I thought that was really neat. I saw the other thing where you said someone just wanted a walking partner. You know, someone might be new in a community or, I don't know, want to get out more or start a new exercise regime. And, hey, I'm looking for someone to go walking with me. And I thought that was really neat. It just hits all kinds of different areas. If you're feeling lonely mentally, or if you have an urgent need.
Right. Exactly.
It
covers all the bases, because you know, sometimes we think we don't have a need. Like we think, oh, you know, I'm doing okay. I have a job. I have a family. We all have a need. We all have some form of need. And it could be that needing a helping hand in the yard. It could be that you are needing to move and you don't have anyone to help you load up the truck, or you need a truck. See, that's another one of my goals. I want my own pickup truck here to help my local community on a greater way. It'll be the Bless truck, a big black truck with Bless on the side. I mean, it's going to change lives. It's going to impact people, you know. But I see that type of thing in every community. I see 18-wheelers with Bless on the side where we're able to help and bring supplies to areas that are in need, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is all future, like, This is what keeps me rolling. I mean, I just, you got to keep going and fighting for this thing, because the vision is so real on the inside, and it is that vast of a range, you know, where we have so many elderly that just need someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. I had a lady reach out and say, "Oh man, I wish I would have known about this app before." I think it was her mother passed away. She was in a nursing home. She didn't have enough time to go and visit her consistently. She just literally needed someone that would listen. And this is the kind of thing we can offer ahead of people even asking. you know, hey, I've got time on a Friday, I'll make time for you. And then I've learned not to leave my own family out. I have aunts that live close to me, and they'll be like, well, I don't want to ask. I'm like, I am the chief blesser of bless. You can ask me, I will come help you. And so just real recently, I went and helped my aunt, and she had a big bush out in the front yard. She didn't want there anymore and wanted to put more flowers in there. And because of all the COVID, she had hardly been out. Well, we went over there, I dug out, I broke a shovel digging out the plant and took her to Home Depot. We got some new flowers. It lifted her spirit. I mean, you could see when we first got there, she was just, and just those few hours of investing, you know, so whether it's family or whether it's a stranger, this is still so impactful. So don't forget about your family. I think sometimes we give so much to other people, we forget about our own family to take care of them too. We need each other all the way around.
With that in mind, if someone wants to help a neighbor or something like that, how are you vetting these to make sure, one, it's a legitimate request, and two, that the person blessing them is legit as well?
I love it. I love it. And we have a system in place called Vouch for Me on Bless. And so if once you get on the app, I encourage every user to send Vouch for Me requests to everyone who knows you the best. They don't even have to have the app to vouch for you. We ask them three questions. How do you know them? How long have you known them? And tell us something more about them. So the more people that vouch for you, the better. That way other people know you're the real deal. When you share a need, it's a real need. When you're offering help to somebody, you're not some kind of scammer. Because safety is of the utmost importance, you know, for everyone. I don't want anyone in the blessed community, anyone that uses the app, to be in danger. And then, of course, we have to use our own common sense, but you want to look for that. And because this is a new concept, it's taking some time for people to get used to it. Because there's a lot of social media we're on that doesn't require any of that vetting. You know, I've got over, 5,000. I've got nearly 5,000 friends on Facebook. I would probably say I know 100. You know, real good. The rest of them, I don't really know. And I don't know, honestly, some of them, if they are even legit profiles. Well, this is where Bless has taken it to another level, because we are interacting and we do want to bring people together and we want to make sure they're protected. So use Vouch for Me. And if you don't see, that someone has anyone vouched for them and it looks suspicious in any way, you can report them. You know, you can let the company know all those features are in place there. You can block them if anyone is being wacky on there. You know, you have all of those safety features and measures in place. And so we've got that there to make sure people are protected, and people need to use it. And it'll be a tremendous tool, especially it'll help you get your needs met quicker and help you help other people quicker when they know you've had people vouch for you.
I was going to ask too, that was a great question, Colleen, because that was on my list as well. I was going to ask, if you wanted to donate money to someone, what channels can you use? If it was the lady in South Africa and you had to get the money to her, what channels do you use to get the money to the person?
So currently the way it works is if someone shares a monetary need on Bless, they're encouraged to also provide the way that they can receive those finances. And so for this particular lady in South Africa, we use PayPal, and there was a fee, but those are just things you have to take into consideration. But one thing that I'm getting ready to introduce for Bless, it's going to be called Bless Supply. And that's where users can just donate to Bless as the company. We're a for-profit company, but Bless Supply would be used to just give back to these people that have needs. And so you'll be able to give to Bless Supply. And when you do, then Bless will have these extra finances. So if we see needs that we feel like, okay, we vetted them, they're legit, we want to step up and help, then we're able to do it. And then the company itself can take care of that. But as it stands right now, it's like one-to-one. So if someone says, oh, I have Cash App, I'm using PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, whatever, then they work it one-to-one. You know, really Bless is designed again to bring people together. So the burden and all of that doesn't rest on the company. It's really person to person. Just like if you're selling something on Letgo or OfferUp, you know, you're now responsible for that communication coming together. You know, you release the company of any liability. But again, we're taking measures to protect people. We want to make sure that people are comfortable, they feel safe, and they know that Bless is legit and that the people that use it are also legit. So we're just doing our best to take all these measures. So Bless Supply will be introduced very, very soon.
Oh, cool.
What's your vision for Bless in the future? What would you like to see happen?
Oh, it's so vast. So here's what I see. I see so many things. I really do see Bless global. I see it in every community around the world. Short term, we're going to be working on and are already working on Bless for desktop, so that anybody with a computer, it won't be limited to just a smartphone device. Anybody with a computer can also get on there and participate. So that's short term. Also, the community resources I talked about, I really want to compile this database of legitimate resources that people can rely on and be able to know are there. And when they reach out or when they show up, it's the real deal. And so that's the other part of it. I do see warehouses where people can come and buy with no money, where, you know, if people are wanting to give things away and maybe the one-to-one isn't working for them and they just want to give us items, give Bless items in different communities around the world, that we have this warehouse available where people can, you need a couch, come get it. You need a refrigerator, come get it. And then also the transportation, you know, a lot of what people need is being able to pick up stuff. You know, people are giving away furniture, but how do I get it? You know, I need their refrigerator. How can I pick it up? So I'm starting where I'm at, where I'm pushing toward this pickup truck for myself so that I have a Camaro right now. I shove it as full as I can, but I can only do so much in this Camaro. And so when I have that truck, it just thrills my heart to think I can load dryers on here, washers on here, whatever, to help meet these needs, help somebody move, you know, without a charge, just to bless them. Gosh, there's so much power in these little seeds that we sow, and it has so much potential to change a life course, just like with, well, all these people, but this lady in South Carolina touched my heart in such a big way. She said, I'll make sure that my son knows about this. I want him to carry it on. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's impacting generations. You know, this is making such a difference. This touched her life in such a way, gave her hope in humanity once again. She had never experienced kindness like this. This is really what it's all about. So it's vast. I mean, I want to get into these communities around the world in these different countries like India and South Africa and really bring help to them, really bring hope to them, and teach them that even in their impoverished state, they have something that they can give back to each other to help one another. So a long process ahead, but it's a big vision.
I think it's great. And I think just that whole thing, what you just said, that it was going to be generational. And when yes, a person mentally feels like somebody else cares for them and they're not out there alone. And I say that a lot, when you don't feel so alone, that makes the biggest difference. Just, and then it can just carry on. So I just really love what you do. And I think that's an incredible thing that you've done, just taking that. And how can people, like, we already asked you, but can you share a website or anything?
Sure. So you can get in touch with me directly. You can email me directly at Tara E@bless-app.com. Any and all emails, even if you have questions, send them to my email. You can get the app by going to our website, bless-app.com. There you'll also just see a preview of the app for now as we're developing this desktop version. That'll be in the months in the future. You can get the app also at the Google Play or the Apple App Store by searching for Bless. If you have a hard time finding it, tack on Bless Uniting Humanity. It'll be there. But when I search for it, it comes right up. It's black and white. You won't be able to miss it. Share a need, meet a need, uniting humanity through the power of Bless. It's the only concept like that out there. And you can also follow us on social media. So on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the social media handle is at Bless Mobile App. And you can also get in touch with me through Bless, because any new user that gets on the app, I reach out to them personally. I make myself available. So if they have questions on the functionality, they need help in any way, I mean, I'm here to help. So every person on Bless comes in contact with me, and it's not an automated message. This is literally me reaching out to you to say, I'm here for you. Thank you for being a part. And so all those ways you can get in touch. If you know people that would eat up this concept and want to share it, help me get the word out, please contact me and we'll work together. Help me on my mission to change the world. I need all the help I can get.
Thank you so much, Tara. Bridget, do you have any?
Oh, I was just going to say the same thing. Thank you so much for Tara.
We are like sharing this.
We are.
Now we like ask each other's questions.
Yes.
Thank you, Tara. We're going to have all that information in the show notes. So anyone who's listening to this episode, if you want to get in touch with Tara, but you weren't able to write that down fast enough, just go to our website, hotflashescooltopics.com. We will have all of her links in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Tara, for being on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies, so much. So much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been a great time. I appreciate it.
Well, we want to thank Tara so much for sharing that fascinating story with us and just how she came up with it and how her vision just continues and how big it grows. And I love how she talked about, you know, don't get overwhelmed by your vision. Just do what you can with what you have. Yeah, baby steps and keep going, because I know that is something personally with me. When I have this vision, I'm like, oh my gosh, all the hurdles I have to get through to get to that vision. So I love her advice when she talked about that. And also, we will be sharing all of her information on our show notes at hotflashescooltopics.com. And you can find everything on our website to find out how to get in touch with Bless. And it is Bless, B-L-E-S-S, -app.com. That's where you can find information about it.
We will see you guys next time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.